Imagine as if you are home now. After retreat, here it is now, your first day, to try to keep the practice going. So now the posture of the body already comes. Just a few days and already the body gets into its position. What's the next thing you do? Just think. So let's make sure the body is relaxed. So take your minute to scan your body, or a couple of minutes if you need, from the head to the toes. Keep the breath moving, just normal breathing, and letting it open up space in any tense areas, releasing it. And while you do this, just visualize where you will be at home doing this. If you're going home today, where will you be doing this? You can visualize yourself in that space. Not going home today, the next time you'll be there. And how's the mind this morning? So just reflecting on your purpose for being here, or could be your purpose for what you'd want throughout the entire day, wherever you are. Whether you go to work, interact with family and friends, what's your underlying motivation? How best can you direct your consciousness in the most positive way? So take a moment and set a good intention for this time together and all the events of the rest of your day. So let's do the 9-round breathing. Just open up space in our subtle energy system in the channels. Close off the left nostril. If you're home and you can't remember which nostril to start with, it doesn't matter. Just start with whatever you want. Just clear out the energy. If you can't remember which is anger, which is attachment, it doesn't matter. Let's close off the left nostril. Inhale deeply through the right. Exhale deeply through the left by closing off the right nostril and imagining anger and hostility and hatred lessening in your mind. 3 times. And then reversing that, breathing in deeply through the left nostril, closing off the right. Exhaling deeply through the right by closing off the left. Imagining attachment and desire lessening in your mind. 3 times. Breathing in through both nostrils, exhaling through both nostrils, imagining ignorance and confusion decreasing in your mind stream. 3 times. So some people like to do shine first, without prayers, without much busyness. It's fine. Or you can do more reflection, analytical meditation. Could read a Lam Rim prayer. Then reflect on that or meditate on a verse of that more deeply. You can change it up. It's really however you're feeling. Don't worry too much about the order. I forgot this, I forgot that. You just sit down, see what comes. So right now, allow the mind to settle in the breath for 5 minutes. Whichever breathing meditation you'd like to do, counting the breaths, whichever, and keep the mind focused there, just allowing it to rest naturally on the breath. You breathe out. You're not holding, clutching, organizing. You just allow the breath out into the space, how it naturally works. Then quite quickly, an inhalation begins. It's as simple as that. So if you find you're distracted some morning, no need to be upset. Simply your mind. Every moment it's different. Sometimes very cooperative and relaxed and concentrated. Other times, very agitated. You just observe. No problem. Just relax as much as you can. This is what's showing up today. That's all. Tomorrow could be very different. You just be gentle with the practice, with yourself. Because you're trying. No problem. So right now, instead of focusing on the breath itself, let's have a look at the mind. What it is that is focusing on the breath? What is focusing on the breath? See if you can find that space of awareness beneath the thoughts. You can also play with sound. Some sound outside the window. The ear takes in sound, the ear, the organ, through the ear consciousness. And then immediately after the sound is there, the mind knows what it is. The mind defines the sound. You could play with that if you like. Or you can go back to clouds in the sky, lying on the grassy hillside, merging your mind with the expanse of the clear blue sky that is like your mind. Thoughts, mental concepts appear like clouds in the sky. Observe. See how they form, change, pass away. Returning yourself to that clear, luminous, that space. See if you can get beneath the clouds, beneath the thoughts, to the space of awareness. Thank you. relax for a moment. Feel free to stretch if you like. Stand up and stretch. Okay, start another segment. So here you could do some analytical meditation on the Lam Rim. Some more formal shine. Depends how much time you have, what you'd like to do, how the mind is cooperating. So let's just briefly, once again, appreciate our human lives. So again, reflect however you like on the circumstances of your precious life. Positive circumstances, and reflect on your positive qualities for a moment. Just very briefly, and allow that to soak in, that wave of appreciation. Really feeling deeply how precious and rare this opportunity is. Reflect that this could be your last day. This could be your last day. How would you like to be on your last day? Can you use that thought to motivate your practice to be more vigilant about your mind? If it circles through delusion, can you be more vigilant to relax, observe, and try to transform that negative experience into something positive and useful? Because death can come at any time. What will most benefit you at the death time? What do you feel will most benefit you at the death time? And do you think your mind is ready? Would you be peaceful? Would you have any regrets? So a bit more analytical meditation on the Lam Rim. Then we'll do some Shine. So the Bodhicitta teachings. Yesterday we explored equalizing, exchanging self with others. The other method is called the six-point cause and effect method to develop bodhicitta. Beginning with the basis of equanimity. Equanimity. After that, the first step is recognizing all beings have been your mother. Recognizing all beings have been your mother. How is this possible? Let's just reflect briefly. Buddhism teaches about beginningless mind. There is no beginning to our mind, to our consciousness. Because every moment of mind or consciousness is preceded by a moment that caused it. It doesn't just arise randomly. So even the mind at conception, the mind that is able to be there at conception, Buddhism believes mind is there. Most subtle mind mounted on the most subtle wind, influencing how the body will form and how the life will be. So even that mind there, when the body begins, Buddhism says has a preceding moment that caused it, which indicates a past life. There will always be a past life. In every past life, which are countless, we've had a mother. Just imagine that stream of time with no beginning. Put your mind in that space for a moment, considering the vastness of that expanse of time without beginning. Because there's always a previous moment before that caused it. Always a previous cause. Get a sense of the countless mothers you've had. And how we've been all things, experienced all types of realities and lives in an unenlightened state. In every life there's been a mother. So the possibility exists. In one life or another, every being has been your mother. Just allow the heart to open as much as you can to the concept that all beings have been my mother. The possibility of that, that all beings, I've had that relationship. It's a very special relationship between a mother and child. Not that we've all had perfect relationships with our mothers. But just think of that bond. Something that comes through your body for the most part. Some people are adopted, that's fine. Just think of the possibility that you've had that connection with all beings. So just relax your mind. Recall your object you'd like to concentrate on for Shine. You can place that golden drop outside the nostrils if you'd like to focus on that. You can go back to the breath. Just focusing on the space outside the nostrils, where the air enters in and leaves the body. Or just focus on the rising and falling of the abdomen. But find your object on which to meditate. Once again, imagine your home in your sitting place. You have 15 minutes. Organize the time, whatever segments. You want to break it into segments. Direct your awareness. and begin when you like. Just try your best. whatever benefit we have created from this time. May it help us develop better concentration, be able to meditate better and better, so we can quickly become Buddhas and work perfectly for all living beings. Please enjoy your breakfast. We'll meet back at 9 o'clock.